Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O loving maker of the stars, believers everlasting light, O Christ, redeemer of us all, with kindness hear our humble prayer. With pity you beheld the fate that death imposed on ages past. You gave the guilty healing grace and saved a weak and fallen world. When evening fell upon the earth, as bridegroom from the bridal room, from honored cloister forth you came, born from the Virgin Mother pure. Before your strong and steadfast might, on earth and in the heavens above, all knees bend low, all hearts confess submission to your sovereign will. With faith we beg you, holy Lord, the judge of ages still to come, that in our time you keep us safe from snares of our deceitful foe. To you, O Christ, most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people, trust him at all times. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessing. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. Stop passing judgment before the time of the Lord's return. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and manifest the intentions of hearts. At that time, everyone will receive his praise from God. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved,
Lord God of power and might.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Lucy, Pride of Christ, by your suffering you have gained the mastery of your soul. You have despised worldly values, and now you are glorious among the angels. With your own blood you have triumphed over the enemy. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lucy, Bride of Christ, by your suffering you have gained the mastery of your soul. You have despised worldly values, and now you are glorious among the angels. With your own blood you have triumphed over the enemy. We humbly pray to Jesus Christ, who rescues us from the darkness of sin, and in faith we cry out, Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, gather together all the people of the earth, and establish with them your everlasting covenant. Lamb of God, you came of old to take away the sin of the world. Purge us from the dregs of our guilt. You came to recover what is lost. Come once again in your mercy, lest you punish what you have recovered. Our faith seeks you out. Let us find everlasting joy with you when you come. You will judge the living and the dead. Graciously gather the dead into the ranks of the blessed. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May the glorious intercession of the Virgin and Martyr Saint Lucy give us new heart, we pray, O Lord, so that we may celebrate her heavenly birthday in this present age, and so behold things eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.